I'm delighted to be joined now by Billy Hendren. Billy has been through more than his fair share of health issues after being born 15 weeks premature. These setbacks haven't stopped Billy though, and he's currently volunteering for RNIB. So Billy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
I'm 23 years old and I'm registered visually impaired. I have nystagmus and myopia.
And were you born with those sight conditions?
I was born with those, yes.
So I believe, Billy, you're currently doing some voluntary work for RNIB.
I'm currently unemployed. I volunteer with the RNIB as part of the Online Today project.
How did you get involved in that?
I basically found out about it online, read up a wee bit about it, and I basically said to myself, right, that's something I want to get involved with.
So what does that role entail? What sort of things are you doing?
My role involves with RNIB is basically I'm a tech support volunteer, and my role involves helping people out with technology. So anything from a new phone to a tablet, and it can involve setting up a social media account to helping them with basically anything to do with the tablet.
And how do you keep up to speed with all the latest goings on?
Well, I follow IGN on Twitter. IGN's basically a tech website.
Okay.
And that's basically about it.
So where else have you been volunteering, Billy?
Since January last year, I have been working with South Ayrshire Council as part of our job centre course. It was a 20-week course, but now I'm not really doing much. I volunteer with my local Catholic church. I'm an altar server and a reader, and that's basically it.
And what's it like helping out at the church with a visual impairment, Billy?
Absolutely brilliant. The parish are really, really supportive, and the priests are really, really supportive.
Did you go to blind school, Billy, or were you at mainstream?
I was at mainstream. Primary and secondary, I attended St Anne's Primary School, and for my secondary education, I attended Queen Margaret Academy in Ayr.
And what was it like, Billy, attending those schools with a visual impairment?
Well, I was supported by the South Ayrshire Visual Impairment Education Service. Isabel Osman, my visual impairment teacher, who has been a family friend, really was a huge help. My secondary school was great. It was a great time for me. Mm-hmm. But being visually impaired didn't really affect that. I mean, obviously, my mates were very, very supportive. I did have one or two incidents of bullying, but they were dealt with. Queen Margaret Academy has a special needs education unit, and I attended that unit for two classes, the two classes being mathematics and art. And I found that helpful, and I obviously found the pupil support team very helpful. The PT was very helpful and very supportive.
Are you a Braille reader?
No. Well, I had wanted to learn how to read Braille. I spoke about this when I was doing my cane training, and my rehabilitation officer said, look, there's nothing stopping you from learning it, but for somebody who's obviously used it, I mean, Norma uses Braille, it's very, very difficult to learn, and I'm like that, right, okay, okay, I'll know better.
What do you use for mobility?
I walk with a white long cane. I've recently been trained to use a long cane, and since then it's been an absolute godsend, because before then I was walking with a 100 centimetre long cymbal cane, and it wasn't really helping, because you were walking with it across your chest. That's the way social work trained you to use the cymbal cane, and people are just giving you looks and no acknowledging the fact that you have a visual impairment and getting out your way, whereas with a long cane, people acknowledge the fact that you're visually impaired and they basically make way for you.
Have you ever had any discrimination, Billy?
In the past, yes. I remember one incident on the bus. I was going to pick up my mother. My mother works in the local police station as a cleaner. And there was an elderly woman, I would say she was about 70. She was sitting in one of the priority seats on the local bus, and in one of the seats was 3 to 4 shopping bags. And I approaches the woman and I asks her politely, "Excuse me, madam, I'm visually impaired. Could you please move your bags?" She says, "No." I said, "Madam, I'm visually impaired." I go into my wallet and I show her my card from South Ayrshire Council Social Work Department.
Right.
That confirms I'm registered visually impaired. She looks me right in the eye and says, "You don't look visually impaired."
We hear that quite a lot, Billy. People that are partially sighted almost feeling as if they have to prove their blindness to others.
Aye. Pardon my language, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Now, as well as having trouble with your eyesight, you also have the condition known as hydrocephalus.
Hydrocephalus is a condition that affects the brain. It really affects fluid movement in the brain and around the body. So to deal with that condition, they put in a device called a shunt in the right-hand side of the head. And the shunt basically deals with the fluid movement. It's not mechanical. You don't need to interfere with it in any way, shape or form. It really just takes care of the fluid movement.
And in September 2012, things would take a turn for the worse again for you. This time your shunt cracked.
I took a very violent epileptic seizure. My dad obviously got a wee bit frightened, and I'm constantly saying to him, I said, "Look, get me down. I don't feel well." And the minute I got myself down on the ground, I started projectile vomiting for about 8 minutes.
What do you feel like before the vomiting then, just when you were saying to your dad that you know you're not right? What does it feel like?
Just...
tense?
Aye, more or less, aye. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel right.
That must have taken a lot out of you. It must have been tough.
Well, I was flatlined to give the brain a rest after all the trauma. And the consultant neurologist told my parents that I only had 24 hours to live.
Oh, it must have been devastating for them.
Aye, because I asked for a Catholic chaplain to come in and fortify the rites of Holy Mother Church. So in layman's terms, that basically means give me the last rite. So I was given the last rite, and amazingly, I survived.
Now, what were you, about 16, 17 at this time, Billy?
That's right, aye, 16, 17.
That is a horrendous thing for any boy of that age to have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, after the 5 operations or the next day, they put in a shunt that seems to have worked, touch wood.
Yeah.
What difference has that made to you?
Brilliant. From time to time, I will get a headache, but I don't really bother because I know the shunt will take care of it.
What do you do in your spare time, Billy? Your dad was saying you're a bit of a computer geek.
I most of my time spent chilling out on social media, talking to my mate. I received support for a charity, Affinity Trust.
Okay, what do they do?
Social support on a Wednesday and Friday. So on Wednesday, I'll go into your town centre, go for something to eat. If I've got any business that needs taking care of, my support worker will help me do that. And on Friday, 1 week I'll go bowling. And then 1 week I'll go over to the local boozer for a couple of pints.
So you feel you're getting a good support network round about you and filling your days up with the volunteering?
Yes, I do. Obviously, I've not really used that much because online today volunteering is basically the nearest volunteer to the client. So it's basically, right, a client in here needs my help. I'm the nearest one. I'm 5 minutes from here, so I'm the nearest client.
You're on call kind of thing?
Basically, aye.
And what does the future hold for you? What would you like to do with yourself, Billy, in the years to come?
In the past, I had thought about going into the Catholic priesthood, but because of everything that's happened, the seizures, etc., etc., that's no longer on the card, because as a Catholic priest, I would have to be on call 24/7, 365 days a year. Obviously, if I was a hospital chaplain, I would need to go to hospital to speak to any patients who require my services. And I would obviously need an on-call driver, whether that be my mum or my dad. They would need to be on call. So after speaking to the vocation director for the Diocese of Galloway, I realised now that that wasn't it.
Church obviously plays a big part in your life.
It does.
You think you'll be involved in some way or other, even if it's just attending?
Yes. There's not many young people that attend Mass. When you get to the age of 16, you tend to kind of walk away from the faith. It didn't really play a part in your life. But as somebody with epilepsy, my faith has played a huge part in my life. I have been looking at volunteer vacancies. I can only volunteer locally. I can't volunteer in the likes of Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, Inverness. You get the idea. It's got to be locally.
Billy, you're obviously a young man and you've gone and are going through some tough times. What advice would you give to anyone else that maybe be going through sight loss?
Don't let it upset you. Your family's there to support you. And obviously, if you have one, your social worker's there to support you. That's the advice I would give. I mean, the local visual impairment team's there to support you. The local social work team's there to support you. They are a valuable lifeline. So whenever you need help, get in touch with them. That's what I say.
Billy Hendren, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Wish you all the luck for the future. In the meantime, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Same to yourself, pal. God bless you.